Praise be to God. If you'd open your Bibles with me, we're going back to the fifth chapter of Galatians. We'll begin reading in the 22nd verse. And if you haven't been with us, we have begun a journey here of these wonderful nine graces of fruit, known as the fruit of the Spirit. And I'm just asking the Lord as we go through this study to truly understand what a barometric reading, to know where we are. There is no question. But to know and to live and embrace this wonderful fruit that God so freely provides, that He desires to have reigning in our lives. So let's pick it up from the 22nd verse. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. And they that are Christ have crucified the flesh with the affections and lusts. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. Now we've come, brothers and sisters, through love, joy, and peace. And I thank the Lord, these are some amazing building blocks. And as the Lord just brushed it across my heart again this week, I was thinking, this is the full Godhead. It's working for us. Praise be to God. The Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. We are solely, so fully supplied, brothers and sisters. But these three, this love, joy, and peace, they ready us. And believe it or not, they've readied you today to receive further glory and eternal gain from Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. And He's prepared us, praise God, and is continuing to prepare us to receive something more precious than gold that is tried in the fire. Preparing us to receive a chance to have the very power of Christ. Listen to this. The very power of Christ resting upon you. And yes, you know where I'm going with this. The trying of your faith is more precious than gold that is tried in the fire. We're moving into a place and a state of heart where God and only God can bring us to glory in our infirmities. What do you think of that? You don't hear that much, do you, from all of the positive thinking pulpits today? How could you glory in your infirmities? My goodness, you got to get around some positive people. There's nothing more positive than that. Don't you realize in knowing the Word of God, let me tell you something, you cannot lose. You can't lose. It doesn't matter which way it is. It's always up because it's in Christ. But we're going today to long suffering. Yep, we had to get there. And praise be to God, it's love, joy, and peace that prepares us. Long suffering, brothers and sisters, there's not a more sweet sacrifice, a smelling sacrifice to God. You see, we needed peace last week in a big way to get there. You, me, we will never fully embrace glorying in our infirmities. I mean, really embracing it. You may be able to speak it from your mouth, but I'm talking about the treasure that was evident in Brother Paul's heart, where he could say, I glory in my infirmities. But that is never going to happen until we first receive and embrace that by grace we have peace with God. Did you hear me? You will never glory in your infirmities until you embrace that you, as a child of God, and only children of God have this. It's elite. It's special. But it's open to all men. I would that all men be saved and have peace with my Father. But you have peace with God. I'm talking about the only way you have peace with God, and that's through the freely shed blood of Jesus Christ. By grace and grace alone, there's nothing in you that you could boast about. By grace and grace alone, the joy that was set before me. And there wasn't any goodness there. There wasn't anything of me that was there. It was all because He desired and wanted the very will of God to be perfected and became sin for me and you who knew no sin. Through the blood of Jesus Christ, we have peace with God. Through the blood of Jesus Christ, we understand that God is not out to punish us. Amen? Amen? God, praise His name, is not after to hurt me. God is only there to help you, to love you. He embraced you the moment that you gave your heart to God, and He will never let you go. You're in my Son's hand. And let me tell you something. God never takes His hand off of His Son's hand. And praise be to God, now are we the sons of God. He sees me just as He sees Jesus Christ. You're my Son. And He is pleased with me because I'm His Son. I've received the blood of Jesus Christ. And He is bringing many sons unto glory. And I'm looking at quite a few of them today. See, I get excited about that. The very sons of God. Now, we got a lot of growing to do, so don't get your head too big about this. We do. You out there breathing today? Oh, praise God, you still got a chance to grow up. And there's still more growing to come. Because He loves us. See, that's how much God is for me. Not only would He not hurt me, not only is He for me, not only am I highly favored, praise God, He wants me to grow up into Him in all things, in everything. He wants all of the perfect and complete will of God to come and dwell in my life. Come on now. See, and I know immediately our minds go to, well, I just keep failing. How could that even be? You didn't realize what I did last night or this week. He's talking about the truth. He's talking about the Word of God. Grow in grace and in the knowledge of your Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Do you receive this? Do you see this? My sin, praise God, was taken care of on the cross. Never to be remembered again. And I'm so thankful to God in that great love. I'm becoming a submissive vessel. Surrendering to a work that only God could do. By grace and grace alone, where He comes and He works the good pleasure of His will. And to do it in our lives. That I want that to happen in me. That God, I realize that it is for my benefit. But praise be to God for all You've done for me. It pleases You. And thank You, by grace and grace alone, You are getting this done in us, in Christ. Hallelujah. Brothers and sisters, His chastening and correction is because He loves us. It's for our good. It's for our eternal benefit. It's always in His love. And that right there takes you from peace with God to the very peace of God. Because you begin to rest and have confidence and understand the very purpose and plan of the Father. And then you rest in it. You rest. I don't get concerned about all the things that are attacking me that are out there. I understand that. There's a devil and he's very good at what he does. And he's out there to do three things. Steal, kill, and destroy. But I understand that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And He's got a hedge about me. And He's got a hedge about you. And He had to tell that stupid devil. Have you observed? Have you seen my servant Job? See, the devil couldn't even see him. We have to realize how protected we are with God. Peace with God. The very peace of God reigning in my life. That these aren't accidents. This isn't coincidental. This isn't yin and yang and karma and all of these different things. I'm living the very will and purpose of God. How about you? See, you are, whether you know it or not. And it is the truth, brothers and sisters. You have been blessed the moment you gave your heart to God with all spiritual blessings. All of them. There isn't one missing. You've got it all. The moment that you were born. In the natural, as a human being. How much more human could you be? Did you have to grow more up to be more human? No. You had it all right there. Every bit of it. Every bit supplied. How much more so in Christ? Think of this. How much more so in Christ are you fully prepared now to grow up into Him in all things? And He never leaves and forsakes us. Never. And it's so wonderful as we're reading and studying on Wednesday night. I love to read about my brother Moses and David and my sister Ruth and Esther, and they thrill me. But it tells you very clearly, having provided some better thing for us. Do you realize the day and the age that you live in? I'm so thankful to God. It would have been mighty to see all of those things. But I want to be about seeing the very masterpiece, the very bride for Jesus Christ is being prepared. And that's way beyond any Red Sea parting. That's way beyond seeing all those plagues start eating those God-forsaken people that rejected Him. Oh my. But brothers and sisters, I want you to know something. We are His inheritance today. I mentioned it earlier. As a matter of fact, we're His only inheritance. And that joint sufferings together with Jesus Christ, do you know this? It makes our Father even more wealthy. He sits there and He rejoices with the Son. And He said, Son, do you see the work of your life in that wonderful vessel? The receiving, the stripes, the receiving, the suffering for your sake. And there's a joy. Sure it hurts. Don't you think that it doesn't hurt. Don't pretend that it doesn't. It's not pleasant for the moment. Don't lie. But I rejoice. And I rejoice because of one thing. I know the purpose and the plan of God. He gave it to Brother Paul. Yes, He did. He said, He's a chosen vessel unto me. I've got something to tell these people. And I'm going to use him. I'm going to use the one that went out and killed and did set up to crucify different ones and have them killed that were preaching Jesus Christ and Him crucified. Pulling them out of His house, of their houses. And in the midst of that on the road to Damascus. Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? Huh? He's my brother. And he's a precious brother. And he said, not unto me only, but unto all them also that love his appearing. See, that's a brother. That's a brother who sees the plan of God and wants to share it. That's a brother who boasts in the Lord. But he has a vision for you and you as well. Because it's the very mind and the very eyes of Christ that sees God's best in His people. And there's a passion. And there's a desire. And there's a want. More than anything. Anything. Than to see the sons grow up from glory to glory into the very image of the Son. But you know, at the same time that you're pouring the wealth upon Him, He's pouring wealth in you. It's such a wonderful reciprocated relationship, isn't it? Oh my goodness. In the ages to come, showing forth the exceeding riches of His grace and in His kindness in Jesus Christ to us. Oh, that thrills my heart. It blows my mind. How about you? I don't understand it. I love to have my breath taken away. How about you? And every time I really think of Jesus Christ and Him crucified and His love for me, I just sit there and I say, oh Lord, how can it be? How can it be? Oh, by my grace, Son, the Father and I, oh, we got together praise God in the Spirit. And ages passed, and this is the plan. This is my purpose. And praise God, He gave us the wonderful Son, and it's all in Him. Praise God, and He put it in us. Hallelujah. But brothers and sisters, that's why today I can tell you, only by the grace of God, the word long-suffering, it's not scaring me anymore. I know the enemy will try to attack. You hear these types of things, you speak these things from the heart. It's coming, I know it. But I know who holds the reins of my heart. And I know who holds the chains that devil is bound by. And don't you think that he's free at all. There be no powers that be but of God. Know it. I'm the apple of his eye. How about you? If you're a child of God, you are. Start living it. Start being so thankful. Start getting, and you know how you be thankful and you want to do something for God? Get bold in Him. Say, I understand this, Lord. It's not just hanging on my wall anymore. It's come to live in my heart. I'm thankful for what you are and who you are. Praise God. I'm His family. I knew my daddy would do anything to protect us. He would give up anything for us. My mother as well too. They stood in the gap. They stood right there at the gate. How much more my Heavenly Father? Don't come up against Him. But brothers and sisters, I'm understanding that the long-suffering is the way to the crown. It's for my benefit. Brother Paul told us in 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 30, if I must needs glory, this is, he finally said, hey, if I'm going to boast about something, I'll tell you what I'm going to boast about. I'm going to glory of the things which concern my infirmities. We would check him into a psychiatric ward today, wouldn't we? That brother needs help. Huh? Brothers and sisters, are we a people truly that if we're going to glory, are you going to glory in your infirmity? When I am weak, then I'm strong. We read it earlier today. It's the time that the very power of Christ is going to rest upon you. He sees the proud afar off. Oh, I'm going in my own strength, my own might. I'm even starting to send my oldest boy texts now. Now, I finally found something good about a text. I finally figured out how to use it. I can get one done within a half hour or so. But that's all he reads. But I've been encouraged to send him. Here he goes to football. Don't have confidence in yourself. Know who strengthens you. How about going to work every day, huh? Huh? How about trying on the very power of His might? Huh? I want to do some troop running today. I want to leap over walls. This body, this strength, this mind, it fell down before it attempted to jump. And that's the truth. Brothers and sisters, when we're brought low, the very glory of God is magnified in us. In the natural, it's so precious. I think how many examples God gives us. If we would just pay attention, God's speaking to us. And He does. He reveals Himself in nature all of the time. One of the most precious stones that we know of is called the diamond. The diamond is prepared and grown over, they say, millions of years through great pressure, great heat, great friction. Amen? Amen. All right. But even the ones that are the most valuable, the ones that are the most brilliant, the ones that are the most lovely, the hardest ones, it was even more pressure. I have news for you. Despairing of your own life is a requirement. It must be checked off the checklist. And let me tell you something. It's not on there just once. I'm a young man. I'm telling you. It's been there at least a few times. And if by grace He tarries. God help me perfect love casts out all fear, doesn't it? And it works every time. God, help me not delay to go there. Perfect love. And that's the only love He's got. He loves you so He knows exactly what you need. Exactly the moment that you need it. How it's going to come to you. What He's going to use. What He's already prepared in you. A lot of times we always think, oh my goodness, He's always prepared all this strength. I'm ready now. No, He might have prepared you to be so weak that you'd be taken down in it. So that the power of Christ can take over finally. Let this mind be in you. Get rid of that thing that is always looking for the easy way. My ways are but death and destruction. My ways are, okay, son, how many times are we going to go through this? Come on, really? Hey, Jonah could have got there a lot quicker. Huh? But God saw fit, He loved him enough to send him through the belly of a fish. Amen? You been in the belly of a fish before? Maybe not figuratively. Actually, but figuratively, yes, you have. Praise God. All right, let's move along. Long suffering, brothers and sisters, even the sound of it. Think of it, long suffering. Doesn't it resonate to you, patience? Huh? Endurance, waiting? It's inevitable everybody's going to have to wait. But it's not the waiting, it's how you wait. It's how you wait. Listen to this. The word there in the Greek even defined as long-tempered. Yeah, long-tempered. Patience is what we're getting at here, brothers and sisters. Being willing to wait on God. Are we giving Him thanks in all things? Are we rejoicing always? Or are we so caught up looking for the way of escape? Isn't that silly? And you know why it's silly? Why not rest in that the way of escape has already been made? You know that He promised you that? Do you realize before He set the event and the situation and the circumstance up, the way, well, let me tell you something. I even think the way came before the circumstance, to be honest with you. I'm pretty confident in the Lord that that way of escape has always been there. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Brothers and sisters, knowing that that way of escape has already been made, you can rest in that He's going to turn you loose at His appointed time. Right? That's true. He'll turn you loose. But see, just break loose right then. In that glory, in that victory. See, the victory has already been made. And I want to rejoice and get that full blessing of God in the heat of the furnace. To start rejoicing with the brothers. And with the one. Man, that looks like the Son of Man in there. And singing praises to Him at night in the stocks. Right after the beating. Not worrying about tomorrow. Well, they're going to bring it on again, aren't they? Oh no, we're just going to start praising God now. Huh? Let Him shake it up. See, that's the thing. Praise God. That's the... You talk about receiving and embracing the blessing of God. Get it while you're in the heat. Praise the Lord. Let Him bring it. It's right there for you. See, this is the peace that passes all understanding, and it's becoming more real. I understand this, brothers and sisters. I actually live in a body just like you do. And I want to look, and I want to see it, and I want to feel it. But you know what I'm finding more and more with the Word of God? This perfect peace and patience in the long suffering, it comes one way, and that is by faith. By faith, it's never going to come any other way. And I'll let you know this. Most times you're not going to see it. Most times you're not going to feel it. And a lot of times as the Lord has taken me on, I don't even realize that I'm there. I'm telling you the truth. Oh, brother, how could you say that? It's because I've been blessed with all spiritual blessings in the heavens in Christ. It doesn't matter. I'm already there. Am I just going to have a vision of it or not? Think about it. On Christ, the solid rock, I stand. Oh my goodness. It's so wonderful that we dwell in the land. I'm learning to trust God and not what I see. We walk worthy of the vocation wherewith ye are called. You know how we do that? By the grace of God. And that's the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. We're studying that out right now. And I encourage you to come on Wednesday nights. But it says, with all lowliness and meekness, with long suffering, forbearing one another in love. Did you hear that? With long suffering, forbearing one another in love. Do you see how much more love you need in your life? You haven't reached the love limit. I don't care who you think you are. Oh, I'm so lovely. I love so much. You can love a lot more. You really can. God has you here. Let Him fill you. Let Him expand. I appreciate that you're full and overflowing. See, that's what God does, and that's good. But be the wineskin. The next day, praise God, there's more room in there. But Lord, it's getting uncomfortable. It's okay. I know what I'm doing. I know what I'm doing. I prepared it. God, I'm going to pour it in there. And that's what He does. To have a vision, brothers and sisters, to dwell together. Do you understand that? You start thinking that you have a vision to go home and shut yourself up in a house. And, oh, I know the Word of God and I'm not fellowshipping with them. You're in trouble. That's not the Word of God. That's the enemy speaking to you. The much the more as you see the day approaching. You have a place to come. I know, precious hearts, that we are attacked all the day long. The devil wants nothing more than to defeat you, to squish your testimony, to let you just rot in defeat. Look at the crown that thou hast. Look at it. Come on, look at it today. Praise God, He saw fit to give you this. Gave His Son. My very plan and purpose. Now get on with it. I've said it many times before. You want an excuse? The enemy's right there to give it to you all the day long. And you know the funny thing about it? There isn't an excuse. There never is. You have a place to come and worship. I know a man that's battling that right now. And it's just the enemy. Trying to twist and contort and different things like that. That's all the enemy does. He is the author of confusion. Brothers and sisters, I need to see my need for you. And you and you and you and me and you and us in Christ. And fellowshipping together and dwelling in love. And how necessary that is for God's best. It's just the way it is. And God, if I don't have a heart for it, give me a heart for it. Let me desire your body. Do you know that that's what I'm looking at today? The very body of Christ? Is that not important? Brothers and sisters, if we don't learn to bear and forbear and to forgive one another, the Word of God says we will be swallowed up in sorrow. And I don't know about you, but I read about the finisher, and that finisher finishes one way. Joy. Joy. Okay? How about a bit more personal here, and we'll wrap this up. What about the thorn that each and every one of us are sitting there today with? Huh? What about that thorn? Are we willing to wait on God? Are we willing to trust God for the infirmity? That precious infirmity that God gave you? Or are you going to continue to wrestle and fight with God and try to tell Him that you know Him or yourself better than He does? I guess that's just me. Huh? Had that talk with Him about week before last. God, are you sure you know what you're doing? You don't think he has a sense of humor, do you? In his pity and compassion, he laughs with the son. And I'm wondering if you go, ay, 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 is he ever going to learn? Brothers and sisters, how many times I've said to God, but Lord, the sin that so easily besets me is set off by this unbelief. It's set off by this thorn. Lord, it's set off by this weakness. And I'm telling you, I'm being very serious now. I say, Lord, I don't understand this really sometimes. But you know, in his patience and his love, he looks into my eyes. They've never stopped looking there. And he says, honey, do you realize that it's just exactly what you need or you would be exalted? Think of this. Come on, let him speak to you. Honey, it's exactly what you need or you would be exalted. You would have no need for my mercy and my grace and the very power of my might. And that's the moment I stand up and I say, hallelujah, Lord. I'm so thankful that you've given me eyes to see it and to believe it and receive this wonderful truth. That I see the very plan of God. That I see the very purpose of what you're doing. Christ in me. Not me. No, not me. But Christ in me is the hope of glory. I want him resting all over me. And he's been faithful to bring me down. He has. In my body, in my mind, in relationships, in the familiar friends that have gone away. Does it hurt? Yeah. Sure. But he knows the way I must take. Oh, he's got something so precious for us, brothers and sisters. And patience is taken over. And she's going to have her perfect work. And when she has her perfect work, praise be to God, you're lacking nothing. Don't you let that enemy tell you you're lacking a thing. Not one thing. I'm lacking nothing. And I say hallelujah to him. And when patience has completed her perfect work, it's perfect. It's fully complete. And praise be to God, I'm going to stand there someday and say, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. You've caused me to endure. You've caused me to finish with joy. Hallelujah. Exceeding abundantly above all that I ask or think. And I think of the epitome of not lacking a thing. How about ruling and reigning jointly with Jesus Christ? How about being glorified together with Him? It is beyond. But that's exactly who and what He is, brothers and sisters. I'm glad I believe the Word of God. For which cause I also suffer these things. Nevertheless, I am not ashamed. I know whom I've believed. And I am persuaded that He is able to keep that which I've committed unto Him. Against that day. Let's just stand and worship Him. I believe that it's due. Thank you, God. Praise your name, Jesus. Thank you, God. Praise your wondrous name for the glory that you bestow, God. Help your people to receive the infirmity that you've given. God, counting you faithful in all things. Oh Lord, let your spirit reign. Oh, I am your Father. Hallelujah. My way is perfect. My will complete. Praise God. Oh God, as we trust you today. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Praise God. Lord, you take this time. Lord, work it effectually in our lives through faith. Praise God in faith which worketh by love. Let us see the love whereby with we are perfected and grown up into you in all things. Thank you for it. We rejoice in it. We give you all the praise in Jesus' precious name. Amen.